You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 91.5 FM, as well as W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira, FM 102.3.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, All Truth, All the Time. This is your host and speaker. I'm Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor here of Island Community Church. God bless you. Happy Tuesday to you. Thanks for joining us here today on this Tuesday. Thank you for spending 30 minutes with me here as we together study the Word of Almighty God. You are tuning in today to God's frequency. God is always broadcasting. All we need to do is go to where He speaks. That is through the Word of God, His Son, Jesus Christ, the living Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We exalt Him today. I thank you for joining us here today, friends. We are going to hear now a sermon I just preached on Sunday. And excuse me, but for a lack of titles, we call it All for Christ. We're going to look at the Apostle Paul. Really, he's teaching the Philippian church and us to rejoice. And it shouldn't be so difficult. He even says it right here. We're in chapter 3 here today. He even says right here in chapter 3, he says, rejoice. He says, for me to say the same things to you is not tedious. Meaning, he keeps talking about this. They must have thought he was a broken record. Rejoice, rejoice. This is even known as the rejoice epistle. When we get to chapter 4, he's going to say, rejoice. Again, I say to you, rejoice. So that's where we're at here today. This will wrap up tomorrow here as well. Heading into Wednesday tomorrow, I invite you to church here tomorrow night, Island Community Church. We're at 1000 North Banana River Drive, Merritt Island. That's Island Community Church. If you're looking for a church home, if you want to study the Bible with us, you know what to expect by hearing this program. But Wednesday night, we roll out the blackboard. We go through the dry erase board and go through this verse by verse, and it's open for your questions and comments. And you are invited. Let's pray before we get started and do anything in here. Lord, we exalt you. Lord, I thank you for all of these hungry souls that you've sent here today and every week. Thank you for this awesome work you're doing here at your church here, Island Community Church, the Church of God in Christ. Thank you. Lord, help us to have the mind and the heart of the Apostle Paul today. Help us to grasp and understand his words to us. May we hunger and thirst for what was important to him. Bless this message here now. May everyone have ears to hear your word for your church here today now, Lord. In Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen. We are in the third chapter of Philippians this morning. These verses are on the handout as well if you don't have a Bible. Let's pick it up right in verse 1. It says, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. For me to write the same things to you is not tedious, but for you it is safe. All right, so the finally meaning as I close. In other words, another one of those long-winded preachers, right? Funny, you know, we read in the book of Acts that Paul preached for so long that one guy fell asleep and proceeded to fall out of the second story window and fell to the ground. Because this guy was a long-winded preacher. So, to sum up, he commands them to rejoice. Repeatedly, apparently, it's not tedious. It's not tedious that I keep on saying to you guys, rejoice. For me to say the same things. Rejoice, rejoice. He said it a million times in this letter. Rejoice, people. And that your rejoicing should be in the Lord. Now, there's lots of reasons for you to rejoice this morning. Our Lord Jesus said, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. That's something to rejoice over. Rejoice because your names are recorded in heaven, as the New American Standard reads. Here's that verse out of the New American Standard. It says, nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits, that is, these evil spirits out here are subject to you. But rejoice that your names are recorded in heaven. Ponder that this Sunday morning. And do what he says, too. Don't rejoice because these demons out here are subject to you, which, by the way, is the great secret that they don't want you to know, is that they are subject to you. Because the Bible says, greater is he that is in you than he that is this evil devil that's in the world. He doesn't want you to know that. The demons don't want. That's why when they see you, they are scared. They're frightened of you. Don't rejoice because these demons are subject to you, but rejoice that when you die and leave this world, somewhere you're going to stand, and a large book is going to be opened, and in that book will be your name. This is why Paul keeps saying this stuff. Rejoice, people. Don't you get it? Your name is written in heaven. Rejoice. And now, after Jesus says for us to rejoice, listen to what he does here. This is Luke 10:21. I'm reading to you. It said, at that hour, Jesus rejoiced greatly in the Holy Spirit. And he said, I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent, and you've revealed them to babes. Yes, Father, for so it seemed good in your sight. So, wow, look at that. Why did Jesus rejoice? He rejoiced because of you. That's good news. And amen would be appropriate right there. He rejoiced because of you. He personally rejoiced because your name is recorded in heaven. That's why Jesus rejoiced. He personally rejoiced because when the roll is called up yonder, which is why we did that song this morning, when the roll is called up yonder, you'll be there. For me to say the same things to you, it's not tedious, but for you, it's safe. Rejoice. So how can I be certain that my name also is recorded in heaven? Now, I wouldn't be a good preacher if I didn't tell you that. Answer, by calling on the name of the Lord. The Bible says, for whosoever, that would include you this morning, or if you're watching this on YouTube or watching this on Facebook Live, whosoever means you. He's talking to you. Whosoever will call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Also, for with the heart man believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10:9, that's a two-part process. First, God putting it in your heart because you can't believe unless he's given it to you. And number two, speaking it out with your mouth like we did in those baptisms here a couple weeks ago. Whoever confesses me before men, him or her, I will confess before my Father, which is in heaven.
That's how you can ensure that he's going to rejoice over you as well, and that you won't be left out this morning. Rejoice. Matter of fact, if you look in the next chapter in Philippians and look at what he says about rejoicing, flip it one page to chapter 4, verse 4, and he says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say, now this is him, not me. Again, I will say, rejoice. Now, there's two imperatives for the same command. He says, not only to rejoice, but he said, I've said it once, and now I'll say it again, people, rejoice. For me to keep saying this same thing, it's not tedious. I'll say it again. Rejoice. Be happy, people. Rejoice. There are 7.3 billion people in the world today. And there's not a whole lot of people out here whose names have been recorded in heaven. Perhaps the other side of that decimal point, the 0.3. So, rejoice. We read in Luke 17, it says, now it happened, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then, as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices, and they said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. So when he saw them, he said to them, go, show yourself to the priests. And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, it says he returned and with a loud voice, I said, with a loud voice, he glorified God. Church, I just can't help it. It's where I used to be and where I am now. I can't help it but get excited about God and about Jesus Christ and about, praise God, look what he's done in my life. He says, rejoice. I want to encourage you guys to do the same. Turn on the TV. There's a lot of evil out here in the world today. Praise God, you are part of the minority. And in that, rejoice. You can't believe on your own. You can't say, oh, well, I think I'll believe in Jesus Christ. No, that doesn't come on your own. Someone has to give that to you. God gives that to you. Where's that in the Bible? Where does it say that? I'm glad you asked that. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8, it says, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works. That is, you can't put money in that offering plate when it comes, or will your property to this church. Not of works, lest any man should boast about it. Your faith is a gift from God. That's more reason to rejoice. So, he says, with a loud voice, he glorified God, and he fell on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. Oh, no, another dreaded Samaritan coming to the faith. So Jesus answered and said, were there not 10 of you cleansed? He says, where are the other 9? Was there not any found to return to give glory to God, except for this foreigner over here? Where are the other 9 people? Where are all the people that I heal? Good Lord, your name isn't recorded in heaven. Isn't there any that's going to return to give glory to God? Church, let's you and I be like this leper. You and I were full of leprosy in the past. The Lord Jesus Christ took your leprosy and he became a leper in your place. He was full of leprosy. Every sin was laid on him. That's why it was so dark for 3 hours, because you couldn't look on him. His face was marred. He made him who knew no sin to be sin for you. Took your leprosy, became a leper, so that you might be healed, and so that you would no longer be a stranger and an outcast, but rather you would have a seat reserved and prepared for you in the kingdom of heaven. Now that is worth rejoicing here this morning. You're not who you were. Rejoice. Your name is recorded in heaven. Rejoice. God is for you. Rejoice. You have eternal life. Rejoice. Now that's some good news here this morning. I might sound like a cheerleader. I'm just telling you the truth about what the Bible says about you. Now in verse 2, but from the New American Standard, we have Paul's warning to beware of the Jewish folk around there. Those who think that they speak for God, but they don't anymore. Because God in these last days has spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir over all things. Now, the dogs were not a hungry pack of French poodles terrorizing the countryside like Cujo or something. This Pharisee is about to call his fellow Jews the worst possible insult you could. Verse 2, it says, beware of the dogs. Beware of the evil workers. Beware of the false circumcision. I'm reading out of the New American Standard for a reason. Now, he's going to make a joke in Greek, but it's lost in the translation into English. A joke or a rhyme, really, it's a play on words. Again, which is why I use this New American Standard. He says to them, beware of the catatome, because we are the peritome. So, the New American Standard says, beware of the false circumcision, for we are the true circumcision, who worship in the Spirit of God, glory in Christ Jesus, and we put no confidence in the flesh. So, we are the true circumcision who, number one, we worship God in the Spirit. Now remember the words of the Lord Jesus. He said, the hour is coming and now is when true worshipers, that would be you, will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit. John 4:24. God is spirit. And those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. So the true circumcision, number one, we worship God in the Spirit. Catch the connection. You and I are spirit beings. God is spirit as well. You have the Holy Spirit that dwells inside of you. This is how you can pray and not even open your mouth. I have a hard time praying now at night because I wear a snorkel on my nose. And my wife says good night. Sound like a seal. I can't even speak. But when I pray for God to keep the demons away from Pastor Darren at 3 in the morning, I don't even need to open my mouth. I don't need to speak to pray because you are a spirit being and God is spirit. And the same spirit that stands before him dwells in you. Sometimes I don't want the devil to hear my prayers. He can't read my mind. He doesn't know what I'm praying if I don't open my mouth. Call me superstitious if you want, but I can pray without anyone hearing it. We worship God in the Spirit. Hello, Tim. Thanks to your launch, you shook the whole house. I thought the projector was going to fall off the screen. So there's Tim on his hitting the timer.
I scrubbed a second.
So, the true circumcision. We worship God in the Spirit. Number two, we rejoice in Christ Jesus as we've been looking at here this morning in this sermon. We are like the one leper who is now returned to give God glory. And number three, he said, we put absolutely no confidence in ourselves, in our flesh. Church, lest we forget, our flesh is not redeemed. It is good for nothing. Paul said, I know that in my flesh dwells no good thing. Sin has got a 99-year rent-free lease on the inside of you. That part of you that you still wrestle with, and it's not redeemed. Your flesh is not redeemed. Your spirit man is redeemed. There is nothing good that dwells in your flesh. So we put no confidence in ourselves. I keep thinking what the Apostle Peter said. Matthew 26, the Lord Jesus said to him, all of you are going to be made to stumble because of me this night, because it is written, I will strike the shepherd and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. So Peter answered and said to him, I don't care if everyone else here, even if all of you are made to stumble because of you, I will never stumble. That's what he said. Jesus said to him, assuredly, or in other words, Jesus said to him, you can bet your sweet bippy. Jesus looks at you in the eye and says, you can bet your sweet bippy, son. You are going to fall. That's what he said to Peter. Assuredly, I say to you, Greek word, amen. Hebrew word, amen. It means most solemnly, I swear, you are going to fall and deny me three times. Do you see how arrogant and prideful our flesh is? You think you're invincible, but you're not. And now, even after the Son of God tells him a second time, Peter's confident flesh is on display for everyone to see. Jesus says, I guarantee you are going to fall and you are going to betray me. Verse 35, Peter answers. He said, even if I have to die with you, I will never deny you. This is why the Apostle Paul warns you in this church, don't put any confidence in yourself. Don't do it. Don't go there. Don't drink that. Don't watch that. Don't watch that show. Don't do it. Oh, you don't know. I can do that. I've been delivered from that. I would never sin like that. You see, when you hear Peter in the background, don't you hear him? I'd never do that. I'm strong there now. I would never. Don't go down there. It sounds just like the Apostle Peter. I would never. I don't care if all of you other people do that, not me. I would never do that. I can go to this bar to minister to my friend. I would never do it. I've been delivered from that. I can watch this rated R movie. I don't struggle with that anymore. What's wrong with that? I put no confidence in the flesh. Your flesh is evil. It's not redeemed. When you're born again, your flesh is not redeemed. You are a three-part being, body, soul, and spirit. Your spirit is one with the Lord. Your flesh is evil. Your soul, you influence it by what you pump into it every day. Amen. You see, your flesh lies, cheats, and steals. Your flesh will betray you just like Peter's is no different. You are no different. Even the Apostle Paul said he was an evil, arrogant, insolent man who hated Christians. He hated the name of Jesus in the flesh until his spiritual eyes were open. And now the Apostle says, now that his eyes are open, we put no confidence in the flesh. Neither should you either. Then in verse 4 he says that if anyone has anything prideful to boast about, it would have been him, seeing his pedigree that he had. He goes on, that's verse 4. If anyone thinks he has confidence in the flesh, I do more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the stock of Israel, the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. Concerning the righteousness, which is of the law, blameless. What he's saying to you is I kept every rule. And I still don't trust myself. Concerning the law, blameless. He did not step on any crack and break his mother's back. He walked like that, walking that tightrope his whole life. Concerning the law, he was blameless. And he did all those things right, and he still was lost. As for keeping rules to be right with God, he was the best. He's given his testimony, how his flesh was good for nothing. All these things that he did in his life, they were meaningless. We're going to get to that here coming up. Like those people who say all the time, well, just keep the Ten Commandments and you'll be okay. You're a good person. Just obey the rules and you'll be fine. No, you won't. Put no confidence in the flesh. Keeping rules is going to get you nowhere.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
Simple and high.